Morning, everyone. I want to welcome everyone to today's breakfast and shiur. It's a very big honor for us to have Rabbi Ari Galernter, who teaches at Yeshivas Ar Yisrael, here to give us our shiur. Rabbi Galernter has learned in the Yeshivas Ar Yisrael in Baltimore. He learned many years in Eretz Yisrael until he came to the Boston community to teach, and he's made a very big impact on our community. With his personality, with his drive for learning and for teaching Torah. And again, it's a very big honor for us to have him here with us, Rabbi Galernter.
Thank you, Rabbi Rabinowitz. It's an amazing opportunity for me to come to Molden, Baruch Hashem, on a Thanksgiving day. You know, a lot of people are starting their day off to figure out how many hours they could stay extra in bed today. You know, imagine in the world. Baruch Hashem, we come together, with not only do we come together for a shiur, we have Rosh Chodesh, it's the beginning of a new month, and Mirtzah Hashem, together learning Torah. We know the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says when 10 people learn together, even when 2 people learn together, the Shechinah is here. So imagine, you know, coming together to learn a Geshmak, a Sugya, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, the Shechinah is mamash here with us, and Mirtzah Hashem will come to a nice conclusion in the Sugya, and really learn about how the Sugya in Gemara times, when there was no concept of security cameras and motion detectors, really is still applicable to our modern day 2019 era. Okay. So we know if you've ever gone to a dentist, the dentist will tell you that it's not enough to brush your teeth. So it's not going to remove, you know, the bacteria that hurts your teeth. You also have to floss. Every time I go to a dentist's office, I say, oh, I'm going to floss now. It goes for like a day, a two, three, and then like after 4 days, flossing does not happen. Now, when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos, there's going to be a difference between whether you're an avid flosser or you're a seasonal flosser like myself. Because everyone knows who flosses, that at the beginning of your flossing career, it's very bloody. Once you're an avid flosser, your gums get strong enough, and then it's basically very uncommon that you're going to cause yourself to bleed when you floss. So in Hilchos Shabbos, we know you're not allowed to cause a wound. You know, it's one of the 39 malachas. But if you're an avid flosser, the statistics that's gonna cause you to bleed is very uncommon, and this enters us into the realm of Reb Shimon's opinion of a davar she'eino miskaven. Because if you look at the first source over here in the sheet, I hope people have the sheet. The Gemara in Maseches Shabbos and Gemara in Maseches Beitza and the Gemara in Maseches Sukkah in different places, Gemara in Maseches Pesachim, brings down the famous opinion of Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says, "Davar she'ein miskaven is mutter." That means, if I am doing something, like flossing, and by the way of my flossing, it ends up that I caused a wound, so then it's mutter, because that wasn't my modus operandi, that wasn't my plan. It just happened to be that, blood came out from my gums. So that's going to be mutter. That's a halacha that applies on that applies on Shabbos, and it applies in different areas as well. The classic case that Reb Shimon brings down is that if you look at the end of the first source, Gorer Adam Kisei Mita V'Safsel. You're allowed to drag on Shabbos. You know, you have a whole group of guests come to your house, and you're having a Shabbos afternoon party in the backyard, and you need to bring more chairs. You need to bring more chairs, so you start dragging chairs. You know, you give it to your 15-year-old kid, and you know, everyone knows the 15-year-old kids, they never actually pick it up like you're supposed to. They just drag it. So they're dragging it across the yard, and it starts making little ditches in the ground. Very similar to the act of a farmer. Very similar to the act of a farmer, which would be the malach of choresh, of plowing. So the Gemara says that's fine. Rav Shimon says you're allowed to do that. You know why you're allowed to do that? The last four words over here, five words. Ubilvad shelo yiskaven lasos chritz. As long as your intention is not to make the hole in the ground. Your intention is to have more chairs at the other side of the backyard for your guests. So that's going to be totally mutter. That's going to be mutter activity on Shabbos, even though you're lemaisa you end up doing an act of violating melacha. But since that wasn't your intention, since we'll see in a minute, it doesn't have to happen. It's not automatic. It's going to happen. Then that would be mutter on Shabbos. However, it's important to note, if you look at footnote source number 2, the Gemara in Sukkah, the Gemara says that Abaye and Rava say that if it's going to be what's called a psik reshe, the lo yamas, if it's going to be something that's automatic going to happen, certainly going to happen, so then Reb Shimon would agree that that's usher. Okay, the classic case is that, you know, I'm sure when many of us were growing up, or some people are even older than me, you know, they used to, my father definitely talks about this, in the Bronx, they used to have the big, the paddle ball courts with the blue ball, and they used to play with the blue ball against the courts. If you go back to Talmudic times, they used to play now with the blue ball, but with chicken heads. They used to have catches with chicken heads. They didn't have tennis balls, they didn't have footballs, they had chicken heads. So you can imagine your kid, it's a long summer afternoon. Everyone knows, any father here knows, that it goes on and on and on. How are you going to keep your kid busy from 2 to 3 to 4 to 5 to 6 to 7 all the way till mincha at 7 o'clock? It's impossible. So the kid comes and says, I need to have a catch. Okay? Whether you should have a catch on Shabbos is another thing. But in your house, let's say you're having a catch. So the kid says, I need our ball. The father says, no, all the chickens are alive. The kid says, tells the father, you know what? Get your knife. Cut, and get me the ball. Okay, so the father says, "Great, I'm gonna cut off the chicken's head and I'll get the ball." So when the father is trying to get the ball, the chicken's head, what's his kavana? His kavana is to get the ball. It happens to be that he's also gonna kill the chicken in the meanwhile. But the problem is, it's automatic. Every time you get a chicken's head, you're gonna kill the chicken. It's impossible not to get the chicken's head without killing it. So that's what's called a psik reshe velo yamas. It's something that if you cut psik reshe, right, the rosh we know is the head. Psik is to cut. So if it's a psik reshe, if you're going to be cutting off the animal's head, it's impossible velo yamas. It's impossible that the animal's not going to die. So then even though your intention is to get the animal's head, but since it's automatic that the head's going to come off, so then even Reb Shimon would agree that you have to, if you want your kid to be playing with the chicken's head on Shabbos, you got to do it before Shabbos, because on Shabbos Kodesh, that act is going to be usher. Okay, so going back to our flossing case. So if you're an avid flosser, so then it's not automatic that the flossing is going to cause blood, then it would be mutter to do it on Shabbos. But if you're a first-time flosser, you went to the dentist on Friday afternoon, and the dentist said, you need to start flossing, so you wouldn't be allowed to start flossing in the beginning of Shabbos. Because, as we're saying, it's automatic that flossing is going to cause blood. Okay, so that's Reb Shimon's case of Davar Sheni Miskaven, which is mutter. However, it's a psik reshe, if it's going to be automatic that's going to happen, then that would be a problem on Shabbos. Okay, so that's the beginning yesodos of Shitas Reb Shimon. Now, if we go to source number 3, the Gemara in Shabbos, okay, we'll just see the first... The Gemara is talking about someone who's weeding his garden on Shabbos. Right. The basic concept is that certain times you're if you have like a plant and it's growing wild, so it's beneficial to take off some weeds and then it'll make it grow better. Okay. So the Gemara says it gives different amounts for how much you need to. How much you need to weed in order to be Shabbos. It depends on what your intention is. Okay? So the Gemara says, like this. The Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan Hatolesh Olshin V'Amezarit Zrodim. Okay, so the Gemara is talking about if you're taking off different plants. Im L'Achila Kigrogeres. If you're taking the food, the plants for the sake of eating, so then the shear is like a kagrogeres, is like a date. Okay, what? It's fig. Fig. Grapes. Fig. Fig. Okay, fig. Okay. And then the Gemara gives a difference. Im lahesek, if you're just taking the branches for burning, then it's kadei levashel beitzakala. It's in order to You know, it's in order to cook eggs, right? Whoever made the eggs, we thank you. But I'm sure you didn't have to go to the tree and pull off wood in order to do it. You know, we have gas or electric. But in those times, if you were taking off branches for the sake of cooking, the only way you'd be chayev is if you took enough in order to cook an egg under it. However, the Mishnah says, the Gemara says, im liyafos es akarka, if you're weeding it to make your karka nicer, then it's a kol shehu, then it's even just a little amount. So let's get it clear. If you're removing the plant in order to eat, so then it's going to be the size of a fig. If you're going to be taking off for the sake of cooking, so then the shear is in order to cook a beitza kol shehu. If you're taking it to make your garden nicer, then it's even the most minute amount. So the Gemara asks, I don't understand. Even if I'm taking off the weeds in order for the sake of eating, but it's inevitable that my field is going to get nicer. So asks the Gemara, why is the shear of removing weeds for the sake of eating a fig? It should be a kol shehu because it's inevitable that it's going to make your field better. So if you look at the bold at the end of source 3, the Gemara says, lo sricha. This b'raisa is referring to the first part of the b'raisa, de ka'avid ba'ara de chavre. It's talking about where you're taking the weeds to eat from your friend's field. Oh, my friend's field? I don't really care if my friend's field looks nicer or not. I don't care if my friend's field looks nicer or not. So therefore, we have a new concept. The new concept is, it's called a psik reshe, which is not for my benefit, de lo nechali, which means like this. I'm doing something, I'm taking food, I'm taking the weeds in order to eat, and it's going to make my friend's field nicer, but I don't really care whether it makes my friend's field nicer, because I want the food. I don't really care about my friend's field. The aesthetics of my friend's field is not my concern. So therefore, even though Reb Shimon usually says that if I'm doing an act which is inevitable, it's usur. However, if it's something which I don't want the benefit from, doesn't really benefit me, the outcome of the act. So therefore, that's not going to be usur.
Same action,
the same action. Your kavana, right? This is very important. This is going to be the basis of the shir. I'm doing the same exact action. If it would be on my field, I would be chayef. Now that it's on my friend's field, it's going to be problematic. Because my intent is super, super, super critical when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos. Your intent is very, very important. So again, if I'm taking, we'll say what the halacha comes out, and then we'll be able to apply it, Amir Tashem, to our case of security cameras in just a minute. So let's just set up. Let's say I am in my field, and I'm taking out the weeds in order to eat. Okay? So really, two things are going to happen. I'm going to get the weeds to eat, but I'm also, I made my karka nicer. I made my field nicer. So then, I'm going to be usur even if I just take a little amount. Because even though my intention is to get the food to eat, but since it's inevitable that my field's going to be nicer, and everybody wants their field to be nicer, then you're going to be chayev, even the most minute shear, even a kol shehu. However, if I am taking weeds from my friend's field in order to eat, so even though it's true that his field will become nicer, but I don't care about that. I don't care about my friend's field. So therefore, the minimum shear of kol shehu, I would not violate. I'll only violate it when I actually take the shear of eating, which we said was the shear of a fig. Okay, that's the establishment of the two different amounts. Yep.
But if you do pick enough for you to eat, aren't you also?
Exactly. You would be chayv 100%. But let's say you take just fig minus whatever, a small amount. Let's say it's a little bit less than a fig. Let's say I'm plucking a little bit less than a fig in my friend's field. This would be a good nafkamin. Exactly. What's your name?
Jim.
Okay. So Jim's going to bring out the point. Let's say I am going to pluck
a dandelion salad,
but the shear less than a fig in my friend's field. So let's go through the cheshbit. Let's go through the different things. Am I interested in making his karka better? No. So then you don't have the shear of kol shu. Have I yet taken the shear of a fig? No, because you've all done less. So therefore, you wouldn't violate the Isser D'oraisa on Shabbos. But if you do it on your friend's field, then if you did it on your own field, then you would violate the Isser, because you made your field nicer, aesthetically nicer.
Is there a...
Good? Okay.
Would there be a difference whether you got permission from your friend or not?
It could be I don't think we're dealing with Geneva, just you're selfish. You want your own. You don't care about your friends, whether you know.
And you assume it's going to be okay with them, that kind of.
That type of thing, yeah.
I mean, if he's saying, "Oh, go pick some dandelions for your salad," that might be.
It could be, but it could be okay. So if you turn the the source over to page 5, so they asked. Rav Neuwirth, who wrote the famous question of Shmir Shabbos Kelchasa, he asked Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal back in the early 90s whether or not walking in front of a security camera on Shabbos is a problem. Okay, so what malacha would you potentially violate? So we know it's not just usher to write a letter, but it's also usher to write a picture. Okay, to write a picture. So like this. So we have to understand in halacha whether going to a camera and making yourself now in the camera, is that going to be considered usher at all? Is it going to be considered usher deraisa, or is it going to be considered usher midirabanan? Okay. So like this, in Shabbos, in order to be chayev deraisa,
I see a question.
Sure.
In the case before when it's loy nichalei.
Yeah.
Is it mutter midrabanan?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay. That was okay. It's important. Thank you, Rabbi Rabinowitz. Okay. We're gonna get. I jumped the gun. But when we say when you work in your friend's field, you're not gonna be violate Shabbos. There's a machlokes rishonim. Thank you, Rabinowitz. There's a machlokes rishonim between the shitas Tosfos and the shitas Arach. Is it totally mutter midrabanan? Or is it still usher midrabanan? Okay, is it still usher? It's definitely mutter midrabanan because I'm not happy with the outcome. However, there's a machlokes rishon whether it's usher deraisa, usher derabanan or mutter abanan, and we generally paskin that it's still usher midrabanan. Okay, and it's going to be important when we get at the end to motion sensors to this point. Okay, so again. So if a davar shena miskaven is mutter, that means if you're an avid flosser and then you're flossing and it's a fluke that causes blood, that's going to be mutter. If you are flossing for the first time, that is going to be usser, even deraisa. And if you're working on your friend's field, and you're taking food, that would either be mutter, even midrabanan, or usser midrabanan. That's davar shena miskaven, psik resha. And then the third category called psik resha de lo nechale. These are the yesodas we need before turning to page 2. So let's turn to page 2. So Rav Shlomo Zalman said he said one yesod, and we'll bring down another yesod. Rav Shlomo Zalman said like this. If you look at source 5, he's talking about writing Hashem's name on a computer. Are you allowed to delete? You wrote Yudke Vavke on the computer. Are you allowed to delete Yudke Vavke on the computer? You wrote it? Are you allowed to delete it? Is it considered the Isser of Mechikas Hashem? Okay? So he says, V'od, mi omer bechlal shezek sav. Who says that which appears on a screen is considered in halacha ksiva? Ze elektrodot b'tzuras adam. It's just electricity. That's the tzura of a person. When you write, you actually wrote a person. But on a screen, it's just electrons in the tzuras adam. The haraya mi machshev, a computer, shekos v'nalof shem Hashem. So he says that electric writing is not considered writing midoraisa on Shabbos. V'dibarti imori v'rabi agon Rosh Hashanah zaman arbach v'hu amrli she'ein makom lachshosh ki v'ein mak. Ain makom lachshosh. You have nothing to worry about. Ki ain zeksav. Shlomo Zalman said, "It's not the impression of yourself on the screen is not considered ksav." And others say, even if it is ksav, but it's not a ksav which is niskayim. If I would write something right now on the paper, it's going to be there forever. right? But on a computer screen, it's not there forever. You move away, it's no longer there. So it's not a Dover HaMiskayim. So maximum it's going to be is an Isser Derabanan. Maximum it's going to be an Isser Derabanan. So once we understand that the poskim are establishing that the maximum it's going to be on a security camera is Derabanan, so then we have to use what we said earlier from the Gemara and Shabbos on Kuf Gimel, and we say like this: you're walking by the street on Shabbos, okay? You're walking down, you know, you're Fellsway, whatever the street is, wherever we are, Main Street in Queens, you know, wherever it is, and you're walking past a security camera. Are you interested in being photographed by the security camera? Is it a bechlal part of your, you know, you're not going to get on the front cover of the Boston Globe with it? Let me tell you, it's not going to happen. It's a psikereshe de lo nechale. It's just tantamount to what, to working like we said on your friend's field. You have no interest in the desire of being photographed. That's not what you want. It's bechlal not what you want. And it's only an Isser Derabanan to start with. So like this, right? We said being on a computer screen is only an Isser Derabanan. Okay, now it's an Isser Derabanan, which I'm not planning on doing. All I'm doing is walking down the street. So it's a Dover Sheinu Miskaven that I'm going to be photographed. So a Dover Sheinu Miskaven. However, you're going to say it's automatic. It's going to happen. It's like the head chopping off. If I'm walking down the screen, and there's a computer walking down the street, and there's a computer camera here, it's inevitable that I'm going to be photographed. So then you say no, it's a problem. But let's remember, we also said, if it's the type of outcome that I don't want, I'm not interested in it, it doesn't really benefit me, so then it's okay. So a psik reshe de lo nichale on an Isser Derabanan is much more room to be lenient. Okay, let's speak it out. What's the Isser Derabanan? Being on a security camera on Shabbos is only an Isser Derabanan. We gave two reasons. Either because it's not really psav, or it's not a Dover HaMiskayim. It's not going to last. It's like you know, if there's like steam
condensation.
Well, condensation on the window, right? You're not supposed to write your name on here, right? But it's not Isser Derabanan. It's a Derabanan because it's not going to last. So on a computer screen, it's only Derabanan in the first place. Then it's a psik resha de lo nechale on an Isser Derabanan, which is much more of a reason to be lenient. Okay, that's one svara.
It's two derabanan.
What?
Because it's two derabanan.
It's a derabanan to start with, because like we said, and then a psik resha de lo nichale, which is also derabanan on that derabanan. Okay, that's one svara to be mikol. Yeah.
So if there was a situation in which you actually wanted it to be on camera.
Oh, okay.
Like if you're walking down the street and God forbid somebody jumps you and you have to defend yourself, you want that to be caught on camera. So that when you beat them up and they take you to court afterwards because you beat them up, then you'll have proof that they had instigated it.
That's very, very, very good. That you're 100%. There are those based on what you're saying. There are those that's the taina that very good that Revel Yashiv wasn't so happy with this kula based on the svara that you're saying, and he was famously said that you can't go to the Old City on Shabbos because of what you're saying, but it seems like the maximum the majority of poskim don't they say really you want to catch the thief. You're just the you're the victim, but you're not as wonderful. But very good. That's the exact svara that they say. Very good. A good oilam, Baruch Hashem. Very good. Very
most
amazing.
Most of the time you don't even know if you're on the camera anyway, because you don't know where the camera is.
That's good. That's another svara. Very good. Another svara they say is if you have a security camera on Shabbos, it's better just press power for Shabbos. And even though it's recording, but then it's not really showing up anywhere. That's one svara you're saying. Another svara is that you press power on the screen. Another svara is you don't really know every single place that you're going that there's a security camera. There are many different svaras to make. I'm going to say one more, and then we'll get to motion sensors.
So, so let's say Simchat Torah, one year, a news crew came out because they saw a bunch of Jews dancing in the middle of the street. So also, it's... Didn't sound like it would be
exactly, but if right, they say if they ask you to pose, that they then it's more of a, you know, they say somebody was once walking in Israel and this person, you know, these tourists from China, they never saw a Jew with a yarmulke, so they say you know, could you take a picture with us? on Shabbos. So that's when you're actually, you know,
right. It's no nichale.
What? But when you're going to, if you're going to do it for them, that's more of a thing. If you're just what's it called?
They
you're,
show up.
If they just show up, then that's more of a. But they talk about your question also. Very good.
In Moron, one of the rabbis recorded on Shabbat.
That's a whole other question. Whether recording on Shabbat, it's connected. But I have not researched the topic well enough. I'm not saying that. Okay. The next svar to be makel is the Rashba's opinion. The Rashba in source 6. I'm just going to say it outside so we could keep the news moving. The Rashba says that you're allowed to come into your house on Shabbos, close the door, even though there is a deer in your house. Now, usually, trapping a deer in Shabbos is the Isser of Tzedah. You're not allowed to do that. But the Rashba says, since I'm just closing the door, it's mutter. Okay. The Ran asks on the Rashba, I don't understand. We said earlier, something that's inevitable to happen is called a psik reshe. How could the Rashba say, this is a very famous Rashba, how could the Rashba say that if you close the door in Shabbos, it's mutter, even though there's a deer in there? Isn't it a problem of psik reshe? The Ran is astonished. He's mamish matzmiya on the Rashba. How could it be? How could it be? So the Achronim, they work hard to answer this Rashba, to explain the Rashba. And they basically say like this. They say that a psik reshe, that you're really involved in a different act. You're doing two different things at once, that's going to be mutter. Like this. Over here, I'm doing the act of opening and closing the door, which in itself is a very normal act for me to do. It's a mutter act. You know, you close the door, why? Because you don't want the whole world looking in. You want it to be warm in the winter. So that itself is an action of closing the door. It happens to be with that action is going to be at Seidah. That's going to be mutter. However, right, if you're cutting off the animal's head, there's one thing you're doing. You're cutting off the animal's head. It's very hard to look at that action of I'm doing two different things at the same time. So basically, the Rashba seems to be saying a leniency even in a psik reshe. If it's the type of psik reshe that you could say that I'm really involved in a different action, then even though at that same time the malacha will take place, the Rashba would say that's not considered a psik reshe. So like this, you're walking to shul on Shabbos, and you're getting video cameras. It's very easy to look at it, that the action that I'm doing is walking to shul. I'm doing the action of walking to shul. It happens to be that on my way to shul, there's a video camera that's going to be watching me. So that's not my modus operandi. My modus operandi, the action that I'm involved in is the action of walking. It happens to be that coupled with that action is a totally different action called being on the video screen. So that the Achronim say is another reason why being on a video screen on Shabbos is totally mutter. Because even if you would call it a psik reshe denechale, but it's not a psik reshe, because it's called the psik reshe that I'm involved in a totally different action, and that is another reason why the poskim are lenient.
What about the motion sensors they're putting?
No, we're getting there. We're going to conclude with that.
Okay.
So that's why the majority of poskim. That's why the majority of Muslims say that the whole concept of security camera is totally, totally, totally mutter, except for this. What's your name?
Matthew.
Except for Matthew's svara, a beautiful svara that maybe you say that it is nechale. Okay, that's Matthew's mechavin to Rabbi Yashar. That's all. But the majority of poskim say, based on the svara we're saying now, based on the lo nechale svara, based on the svara you don't know what screen it's going to, based on different svaras that it's going to be mutter. Another svara they say since older abundance for security, anyway that's der abundant, etc. But let's just conclude with motion sensors. Okay, motion sensors are a little more tricky. Because a light is a light, right? A light is not once the light goes on, right? Even if it's going to go off, you're not allowed to light a match on fire. Or you're not allowed to light a match on Shabbos, even though the light's going to go off. We don't care that it's not in the skyim, right? Every motion sensor, it goes on for 30 seconds, and then it's meant to turn off, right? So yeah, you have problems of number one, possibly havara. Okay. Also, a lot of times it's really good for you. Because you could see, Right, there's a very big difference between the security cameras and the motion sensors. It really could be helpful. You know, if you're in an alley or you're in a place where it's not lit so well, it's very hard to call that a psikereshe de lo nechale. It's more similar to if you'd be working in your own field where you'd call that a nechale. Yeah. So the poskim say that it's much better to avoid the situation of motion sensors if possible. You know, I was thinking, if you have a situation, if a non-Jew walked in front of you, then certainly you'd be allowed to continue walking. Okay, that's one of the difficult things if you're in a hotel. But I say if you're in a hotel, a lot of times rooms, you know, hallways. Once you open the door, then the hallway light goes on. Yeah. It's pitch black before. It's very hard to call that a psikereshe de lo nechale. Right, you have to be careful to make sure that if you go to a hotel, that these situations are taken care of before. Now, if it happens to be that you're walking and the motion sensor went on, so then obviously you didn't do anything wrong, right? But the point is, if you know, it's better to avoid the motion sensors. Going to a hotel, you know, with the air conditioning and the lights, all these things, you know, it's more of a nechale. I see people shaking their heads. They're with me what I'm saying, as opposed to the security camera, which would be called lo nechale. There is one svara.
What about the svara that it's not a psikreisha because you're doing one thing and another thing's happening? Like, I'm just walking.
Yeah. So that's exactly what we're saying. That svara by itself isn't necessarily good enough by itself. It's really the svara states. It's a compilation of all the svaras we were saying. To say, oh, you have enough by security cameras to be makel, but just to choose the Rashba, it doesn't seem like the poskim lichatchila are going to be makel for. There is one svar, fascinating svar, and this will. Okay, Matthew, you want to say your questions, and we'll conclude with the Rav Osner.
I have a question: is there a difference if the lights are LED lights? A lot of the motion sensor kits that they sell nowadays are with LED lights.
It could be more makel that the maximum you'd be doing is iser derabanan, but it's still nechale. It's still good for you. So psikereshe on an iser derabanan is still a problem. That's why it's still more complicated. If it's an incandescent, then it's, I think all poskim say it's deraisa. LED would only be derabanan of electricity or havara midrabanan. But like we were saying, it's still nechale. You still get the benefit, unless you could say, I know this is off the recording. Unless you say that a motion sensor in the middle of a city is not really going to benefit you because you have lights anyway from the street. Okay, I'm not saying that as a psak, but that's something to think about. You know, just the svaras that maybe at that point it's not nechale. But let's
if you're walking down the street and you pass by somebody's house and their motion sensor in front of their garage goes on. That would not be, according to that idea, that would not be a problem because that's not really helping you that much because you have the street light.
That's my svar. Yeah, that's my svar. I'm not saying this, as I was going through the sugya, that's what I was thinking. I'm not saying lechatchila you'd be allowed to go walk there. I'm not saying that. I don't think you're allowed to walk there. But you could hear if you've already done it. You know, on Yom Kippur, you don't have to clap so strong. okay. The last svara we're going to say is a fascinating svara. The poskim don't paskin like this, but it's a svara to be makel by motion sensors. It seems like the security cameras were makel and motion sensors were not makel lechatchila. But there's a new svara that Rav Osner Zatzal said. We'll read footnote source number 9. It's a fascinating svara. It's a big chiddush, a very big chiddush. He says like this: Hinei l'mashika safti ba'anyi b'kama makomas dim ein adam osa shum pu'ula shal malacha. I'm not doing any action of malacha at all. Derech maisa rak omed v'holich k'darko. All I'm doing is I'm just walking like a mensch. Okay. Va'idei ze gam b'li daito v'kavanosu nasa yitziras maisa me'alea kadlakas ner psichas adelas, etc. Ein baze al koponim malacha deoraisa ki ha-Torah asra malachas machshavas tainu pu'ulos maisa u'machshavas. The Torah asserted actions. Walking, Rav Osner says, can't be deemed on Shabbos in action. I'm just walking. So he wants to say, they asked him about the beginning of this tshuva, which I didn't print it out here. I printed it out in different place. They were about visiting, you know, visiting people on Shabbos. So this is his in hospitals where there's motion sensors. But this is his leniency. You know, it's a very big chiddush to go and be makel on motion sensors lechatzchila, even though Rav Ozner says it doesn't seem like the poskim were makel. So we're coming out that security cameras.
This is a separate svara than the
secret. Exactly, it's a separate svara. There's a new, brand new svara called not doing anything. I'm even what's being done is not it's not a ma'isim halacha at all. What?
Didn't do anything.
Exactly. Didn't do anything. This is Rav Ozner's thing. What? Exactly. It's totally removed. Exactly. Okay, so let's just make a quick sikum, a good review. So we said security cameras are going to be mutter from a compilation of three different svaras. Number one, it's a psik resha de lo nechale on a malacha derabanan, because we said the camera is not an isha deraisa. We said the svara of the Rashba, that says I'm involved in the action of walking. We'll differentiate between that and the Rav Ozner. I'm involved in the action of walking, not in the action of being on the screen. Okay, and then we had the other svara that you don't know which screen is going on. And then we spoke about motion sensors that you know, if it's an incandescent motion sensor, that can be possible deraisa because it's necha. Even if it's derabanan, it's many of the times it's beneficial. To a person, and we can't use the same kula as we said by security cameras. And we have this last svar of the Rav Ozner, just something very interesting to think about, is something on Shabbos that's not a pu'ula at all, maybe that would be totally considered mutter. And I thank everyone for listening. I think the everyone enjoyed Baruch Hashem. You can see by their faces, and thank you for listening. We have one more question. Yeah, Jim?
And there's two other connections associated with motion sensors. Walking in the snow, that you're